Now, let's go to tech stuff. So we'll start off with Medibank. So another data breach. Now, I heard a story on the news last night that it's even worse than what happened with Optus.
It is. So, you know, at the moment, it's basically all of Medibank's 3.9 million customers. They've also got a couple of subsidiary companies in there that are like Medibank. But if you're a Medibank customer, your name, your address, your date of birth, your Medicare number, which I think is awful, your phone number, your medical claims data, information about your diagnosis, procedures, location of medical services. And they're saying it's a bit too soon to say how much, but it's pretty well all gone. So, you know, it's being held to ransom. You've got to be so careful now about making sure that if you're involved in a data breach, make sure you're checking your bank accounts. If anybody rings you and says, you know, Darren, I know your date of birth, this is your date of birth, you know, I know where you live, all of that sort of stuff, we're from this company, you really need to hang up and ring that company back on a number that you know. It's getting out of control. It really is. And you would have thought that when Optus got done and my deal got done, that every company in Australia would have gone, called the IT people up and gone, are we secure?
Mm.
That would have been the first thing. And I'm not that keen on the government's $50 million fine, because I think if you've got a $50 million fine hanging over your head, you might try and cover it up. And we don't want things covered up. You know, all the big companies in Australia should, the Australian cyber squad that they've got from the federal government should be able to go to all the big companies in Australia and go, I need to have a look at your data. I need to go and make sure you're secure and put forward a list of recommendations to make sure that, you know, you are secure. Because it's always somebody's fault, Darren. It's somebody's, you know, opened an email. Somebody's done something inside that company which opens the door to outside things coming in, and that's how these data breaches occur.
Yeah, but because someone got their password stolen. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
And now look, right. It's almost at the stage where, in fact, it is at the stage. I'm now, if I get a phone call flash up on my phone and I don't have it assigned to anyone, I don't know the number, I just don't answer it at all from anyone.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, but that's the world we live in. And same as texts, you know. If I don't know the number, I just delete.
Yeah. But Australians open 85% of all texts. And you've got to stop doing that, people.
Mm.
Because you haven't won anything. You know, there's nothing wrong with anything that you're doing at the moment. So, you know, we're still seeing all the ones floating around. You know, there's a problem with this account. You know, click here for more information. There's not. You know, if you get that sort of text and they say there's a problem with your Apple ID or Netflix account or whatever, if you could go along, or your NAB or your Commonwealth, if you've got the app on your phone, open the app up. If you can open the app up, there's nothing wrong.
Mm.
So you just ignore it. But stop opening up texts and stop believing, because you can end up ringing these people and then you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Okay. So more on that on your website, I would imagine?
I'm putting a big thing up there today. So
right. Okay.
I've got a couple of hours off this morning.
Okay.
Go along and do all that.
So you've been reviewing the new Apple iPads.
I was just going to talk about them very briefly. They're out today. There was a new basic iPad, four new colours on there as well. New design, home button's gone, so you look at the screen to log in. The headphone jack's gone, but the price has gone up by about $100. So the basic iPad is $749. That's the iPad for everybody out there. You know, the only reason you're going to need an iPad Pro, which I'll talk about in a moment, is if you're a professional person out there, say you're a professional video editor, audio editor, or photo editor. Now, the new iPad Pros are coming out today as well. There's two things have changed. They're really quick. They're quicker than the ones before, which were super fast. I've got to say, they do anything you want. And if you're an artist on there, you can now hover the pencil, the Apple Pencil, 12 millimetres above the display, and it'll give you a preview of the mark on there,
wow,
which means nothing to me because I don't draw, sketch, or illustrate.
No, but for people that do, I mean, that's amazing technology.
It's amazing, isn't it? It really is. Me, I can draw stick figures, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But they're a super fast machine, but they start at $1,399 and $1,899 for the bigger one.
Okay. All right, we'll finish with Fitbit in a bit of trouble and strife with the ACCC.
Yes. So the ACCC is alleging that between May 2020 and February 2022, Fitbit made false or misleading representations to customers on warranty information and that customers would not receive a refund unless the product was returned within 45 days of purchase or shipment. It's also alleged that Fitbit conveyed to customers they weren't entitled to a second replacement device if the original two-year limited warranty period had expired. To quote people out there, under the Australian consumer law, products must be of acceptable quality and retailers must provide a remedy for faulty goods, which include repair, replacement or refund, depending on the circumstances. The lesson for everybody out there is if you bought a product within a year and it stops working, take it back and always keep your receipts because they've got to do something about it. It's got to be fit for purpose.
Hmm. Okay, well, that would be... Well, see, Fitbit, it's almost Christmas and a lot of this, you know, people buy this sort of stuff for Christmas presents. So, yeah, keep your receipts.
Keep your receipts. And, you know, Fitbit's owned by Google now. Google won't let this happen. Google won't let this happen again.
All right, mate. Thanks for that. And as you mentioned, stuff on Medibank private data breach up on your website later on today.
Later on today.
All right. So that's talktech.com.au. Thanks, Richard. And we'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.